Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
Best morning show on the radio. That's why you guys are still around and the competition's going.
The Rise Guys Morning Show rules.
Rise Guys, I got show number. Off Friday, pick up and dial 864-241-4318. 241-4318. 241-4318. 241-4318.
Hey, are you going to the warning siren christening?
They're going to have that sucker go off.
They're going to make a festival out of this thing. New siren.
I think for a while it's going to be every Saturday at noon. They're going to let that sucker sound.
You know what? Most people probably feel the opposite about this. You remember when the... Did you ever live near a church that would do the bells on the hour?
No, but I knew some that would, which is still kind of
odd. Oh, man. Most people would hate that now. I long for that. I would love that.
There's got to be some around here that still do it.
It's got it. And the resonance of that, yeah. Like that's good for you. People don't realize, but like bells are good for us. Not the palsy, but bells.
You think, is that what Jex? What's his name? The guy used to spend people's food when he was in high school here.
Jesse Jackson?
Yeah. He's got a palsy. Do you think it's the one he's got? That's why he's in the hospital.
I saw he was hospitalized.
He's got some kind of palsy they said he's got going on.
Oh. Any kind's bad to have, I understand.
Jackson.
I don't even go to Palsy Island down near the beach. Out of fear.
No Palsy Island.
Yeah.
Hey, welcome.
You know what? I'm going to say right now, I am not making fun of that stuff at all. Because it's...
End up like the Colonel in Legends of the Fall.
Oh, man. Try to find humor and everything, but, it's some things you just can't, and that's one of them right there.
You know what's not funny?
That's why Ed Ferrara will go to hell.
Live
TV, making fun of Jim Ross. You awful.
Son of a bitch. I didn't like it neither when he did it.
You shouldn't have. Of course, people say things about JR, too.
Yeah, I don't believe that. Like, look. We know who you were alluding to, Bubba Ray.
Devon
said it. Yeah, not Bully.
I don't know. I find it hard to believe, but he would know more than we would.
So that's the thing. He would, but we know how close JR was to Junkyard Dog.
Yeah,
they used to, you know, travel.
Well,
together.
Yeah, but that's like saying that you're white, so you like every white person.
But like they'd play cards together, smoke weed together. Like they were really close.
Yeah.
If he were racist, as alleged.
God, could you imagine JR high? Oh, my God.
Oh, son of a bitch. I can't see where I'm going. I might stop in the corner for a minute.
I'm high. I'm high. I'm high.
Good God. Stop the doobie.
864-241-4318. Yeah. 864-241-4318.
Yeah. You ever had one?
Can we hear that again?
I got to go look for it again.
Okay,
then I got
to. Damn it. Sorry.
I'm going to give you a little hot box over there.
I think the Lord did. Over to you.
You ever had one of those days? Just, you know, one of those days.
There's one of them days.
Everybody sucks. You don't give a.
Uh huh.
Yeah.
Like a Limp Bizkit type situation.
Yeah. I forgot why I put that on the descriptions, but.
He probably wanted to break stuff.
He did. We're going to find out together.
Man, you ever have one of them f-ing days where, like, as soon as you get the f- up, you step in, your first of what would be many f-ing mistakes of the day.
You?
And you just know, oh, today's going to be a f-ing, it's going to be a damn day, isn't it? It is, because I'm dropping sh- every f-ing where. I'm tripping all over sh-. I can't get my damn words straight. I swear to God, this is bullshit. I don't know what the hell is going on. It's f-ing Mercury and f-ing Gatorade, as Matt would say. It could be raining titties, and I'd still get hit with a dick. All right? That's the f-ing kind of day I'm having. Me, man. This damn year, it just keeps on giving.
Well, it's almost over.
Yeah.
What? Humanity?
Bless his heart.
I mean, the good thing about the human condition is that everybody has those days. And this is a little bit more of yesterday, but we remember the bad days more than we remember the good days. We relent or sit there and just relive these bad days when you're having a good day at that time, but your mind goes back to those bad days. And, it's like if you had your hair done, you put up a new picture on Facebook or something. Let's say it was your vagina hair, so Paige can get in the conversation.
Right.
And you had it done. And,
care about.
And someone goes in there and says, I liked your hair the other way. But then everyone else says, oh, my God,
oh, no.
I like the landing strip,
and
blah, blah, blah.
Ripped it all off. You're bald. Sorry.
You're going to remember the person who liked it the other way more. It's the human condition. And why we can't get out of our own way, I'll never understand.
And I would probably do a really nice job so I can get a big tip.
I'm going to leave that alone.
You know, they tell you to stop and collect yourself.
I have a big tip, Paige. Here in my wallet for you.
Okay. Thank
you. Big tip in the wallet.
I'll take
Let me give
tip.
Out the phone number. I'll sing it for Paige's benefit. 864-241-4318.
Yeah.
Everybody at my work who thinks that I can be in 10 different places at once, I'm tired of this bullshit. I'm tired of everybody thinking that I can do everything. I'm in the middle of doing some shit, and then they run over and, hey, can you do this? Hey, can you do that? No, how about can you go f*** yourself? I'm tired of it. Damn it.
Damn it.
That was Mark Hendricks changing his voice.
He did a
pretty
good
sure
disguise.
Of that.
Yeah,
putting out fires. This station, that station.
Everybody's on fire.
Yeah.
Could you go blank yourself? I was like, well, actually, yes. Hang on a second.
Yeah. I actually had a couple of ribs removed back on the farm.
That's a little trick I can do.
Oh, my God.
I got to ask him about the story.
He had ribs removed?
He had an injury a while back. He told me one thing. He told Fatboy a completely different story, and I don't know.
What did he injure? His hand?
Yeah.
Okay.
Have you talked to him in the past couple of days?
No.
Get him to show you the picture of what happened to his tire. And he's like, what's great about the boss is he wants pictures.
What happened? Did it run over a homeless person?
No, like some kind of huge freaking rod, like in the middle of the highway.
Oh, my God.
They went through the middle of his tire. They could have killed him.
Like when someone said they threw a rod in their car, it could have actually landed in Mark Hendricks' tire.
Okay. Yes.
Oh, wow.
And he said, I told the guy at the tire place, hey, don't take that off without me getting a picture.
It wasn't Rod Gardner, was it?
He didn't push off.
Clemson fame. He did not push off.
He's still ripped all to hell, too.
I know, man.
Like, he's in better shape than when he played ball.
It's like, wow. And he's like, beautiful wife. You know?
Yeah.
I want that life. I want to be ripped and old.
You want to be a hot black dude?
Wife and black and rich.
I'm going to come back as a hot black dude.
Yeah. 864-241-4318.
A lot of people say don't let family borrow money, and especially don't work with family.
Oh, yeah.
That's probably
good advice.
Like, Paige, if Art decides he wants to go to Bush school,
No.
Like, don't go in together on a, you know, business.
There's only one set of pet boys. They would never work any other way.
There's three of them, though, right? So you need an extra.
The Rice Krispie dudes aren't related.
You don't want me to be a bushwhacker?
Oh, that's taken. That would be a great name if it weren't already copyright.
Damn it.
That's true. Who has that copyright? Hillary Clinton?
I want to call somebody out, but I'm not going to say any names because it is a family member. She's called into work sick, and it happened to be on my damn days off. So on the last day of her being sick, she quits her f***ing job. That leaves me and one other person to run the f***ing place. So now I never know when I'm going to get a f***ing day off again. So thanks, bitch.
She quits her job.
Are you possibly that bitch? Talking about her cousin or her sister? I don't know.
Or is she talking about Jade Cargill? Because as I look at her autograph on the wall, she wrote that bitch underneath her own name.
I can't say that about her. I really liked her.
But she says it about herself. Yeah. She said it at the well.
I mean, I would consider myself as a bitch because I'm confident in what I... Yeah, I get
that. But are you that bitch?
Or are you a boss bitch?
Yes.
What kind of bitch are you?
She's that bitch. I don't know.
Go back, throw it back to Biatch.
Yeah, she's that bitch.
Biatch.
She's that bitch. It could be.
She can be whatever bitch she wants.
Dude, WrestleMania this year. What if it's that bitch versus the man? Becky Lynch.
Oh, that would be good.
In real life, Jade Cargill would kill her.
Fuck, yeah, she would.
What?
You think so?
Yeah.
You say, yeah? Okay. You just gave me a small heart attack. I thought you said F yeah, and it just rode right past it.
I was trying to go back and think what just happened because you made a face like, and I was looking at your face and trying to think at the same time.
Well, you really scared me.
Yeah. Did we say something bad?
I thought he said the F word, Paige.
Oh, okay. That's the only time he really clenched.
Well, I got some catching up to do on the dump record, so.
That's true.
Might as well start there.
I think I'm the only one on it this year. And we're 11 months in. Please, someone slip up in the next 2 weeks.
Well, yeah.
Forever, how long it is. I'm just kidding.
It happens.
It might be three.
You do you want to take a break?
Yes.
So when we come back, we'll hear from a lawn care specialist with a special sense of smell.
Ooh.
I don't know if this is a blessing or a curse.
Gardenias?
Not hydrangeas either, or whatever they call
it. Hydrangeas.
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 And not roses. The trees that smell like you know, a fun time. What are those trees called?
Pussy willows.
Fungus.
I don't think that's it.
Hey, P1s. Talk now at 800-774-0093. This is
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
DSW, Earth Place of the Humble Brag.
year, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands, or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Oh, I should have done a fun little comeback song.
It's not too late.
Do it.
I can't really think of one now. No, I was saying earlier. Remember we did that?
Yeah, we do one song for sure.
Did a Peckerwood karaoke.
Yeah.
Well, can't keep doing it.
You have to make it up to me.
You know, it's funny you say that, Fat Boy, because on Monday I am going to be debuting a new bit. And this is no joke either. Like, really no joke. I'm starting a brand new series. It's about words that have caused outrage, division, and really confusion for many years. And some of these words you've heard your whole life, maybe from your grandparents, old people, mean people, sinners, those types. But you have no idea where those words come from.
Ooh, I know one.
It's going to change. They're considered slurs, and if they can't be said, let's find out why.
Oh, can't say some of those words, though.
This is for educational purposes. Okay. Monday at 8:05, the debut of the Archive of American Slurs with Matt Mann. No joke.
Oh, I want to ask you about
it. It will help people understand why we often are, you can't say that word. Why?
I don't want to ask you, like, I don't want to ask you one that's on the list and then you have to, but I don't think it's on the list.
Please ask me off the air.
Okay.
Because I have 4 weeks already planned.
Well,
I thought of my four favorite, and I was like, why are these bad?
Let me write this down real quick, because I was called this a few times over the years.
If it's Gordo, that means, oh, wow. I thought that was a military thing.
I don't know. Have you heard that?
No.
Yeah, but I heard it with military.
So every time I would get my hair cut, like real short, I would get called an onion head.
Yeah.
So is that a slur for bald people or short-haired?
Short-haired.
Short-haired people?
At what age did this start?
This was probably 10, 11, 12, 13.
Oh, wow.
Like from older relatives.
Oh, okay. This is bad.
Oh, it's bad.
Well, so there's two things here. One, a Coast Guard, that's a slur amongst the Coast Guard if you call them an onion head. It doesn't say why. But according to the Dictionary of Slang, which is a real website, onion head in the United States means a stupid person.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Why would...
Fat boy.
Yeah.
Just because I had short hair?
10?
My ears sticking out too much?
They probably meant they thought you were going to be on the high seas, probably in the as a cook or something.
That's what it was.
Yeah. You onion head? Yeah, so there you go. That'll be Monday. Well, it'll help people kind of understand stuff.
Because that's when I said that, I kept saying it, but I'm like, I don't really know what it means. Maybe I should stop saying it.
Paige just passed me a note. I will look up Hoochie Mama for you, Paige.
I don't think I've ever been called that, but never too late.
You write it on your burner account on X about other people.
burner account. That is something I would never do. I don't have time to bully people.
There's a simple message with this call. Learn how to read your schedule. That's important. All you gotta do.
This is for the bitch at my job who does not know how to read a motherfucking schedule. We get them every week. We clearly have our hours highlighted.
Clearly.
And still, you don't show the up because, I don't want so many hours at work. Well, then quit. That's why you work. That's why you get at work. Don't get a job if you're not
going to
work it, bitch.
You know that head was going back and forth while she was talking.
Or how people do the clap emoji. This is why we work. God, I hate that.
Like where they're trying to grab a gnat out of the air when they say words. that little thing?
Like you're Miyagi trying to catch flies.
Yeah. The way Trump does it when he'll just hold his hand in the air and he'll keep talking the entire time with his hand in the air, like, do not interrupt me. He's commanding it. So I'm going to put both in the air.
I didn't do this in sports, but
now I'm going to wave them like I just don't care. Yeah,
I like how you know your thumbs were perfect.
Well, I'm a member of the Four Horsemen.
Okay, now I see.
We're in player country.
I was wondering why you're doing that.
Amon Ross St. Brown for the Lions is catching crap.
Yeah,
because they played Washington this past weekend when Trump was there, so he scored a touchdown and he points up to the booth and does the Trump
the dance.
Yeah, and then people were saying again. Politics and sports, but he's like, no matter who it was, you know, it's a dance.
That's called pop culture. Like these people who say it's called pop culture. It's like, you know, people don't know it today, but like the old M&M's reference. Like you're talking about, you know, Ronald Reagan had the little thing of M&M's there on his
mommy.
Head. Mommy. Jimmy Carter, teeth. Bush, not gonna do it. Yeah, wouldn't be like, pretty. You know. I mean, all the is pop culture. Saxophone, Bill Clinton.
I mean, Ross Perot never won, but you know everybody knows. Can I talk?
Can I finish?
How about this? Is gonna I think not start a big discussion, but we might be able to debate this a little bit here. This lady's having an issue at work. Actually, lost her job.
Aww.
Just listen to the clip, and we'll see what you pick up on.
How are you going to fire somebody for attendance and not rehire them because of attendance? So you can rehire somebody that was drunk on the job and got fired and then give them a f***ing position where they're sitting there and they're above every f***ing body. It's f***ing bullshit. You can rehire people that are drunk on the job, but you can't rehire people that, you know, had doctor's excuses and shit for the f***ing attendance. It's bullshit, man.
Okay.
It sucks. I wonder what the job was that you could be drunk on the job. Hopefully not in a medical care or a nursing home or such.
Yeah, I don't know, but I'm thinking I would like to hear from, not today or not right now, from management types, because if you I'm thinking if you're late, that might be the worst issue you can have. Tardiness or like constantly late. Because you can't really do anything to fix that. Me as a boss, I couldn't. I can't fix that for you. That's something you have to fix. But well, it affects, you know, me.
That would be everything, though. Like, what if you had an employee that didn't shower at home and they stunk and they kept coming to you saying, dude, Tony freaking stinks. I don't think he bathes. He can't. The boss man can't go home and bathe the man.
He can't. But I feel like being late.
It'd be sexual harassment.
Yeah, you want me to wash your gimmick for you?
Yeah.
I feel like being late is one of the hardest, almost impossible things to fix. Like the other stuff, being drunk at work. Okay, look, I can separate you from the alcohol, at least while you're here. But, you know, at least you get here consistently. Like, we can work with that. Somebody who's always late for whatever reason and they're always looking for an excuse to be late. Like, that's almost unfixable. Yeah. Like what she said. Even though I have medical excuses. Well, still, though, it's one of those, no matter if you have an excuse or not, you know, there's still an issue.
If it's a physical job, especially, like, I mean, look at sports. I mean, you see it all the time. The next big thing blew out an ACL.
Yep.
You know, no, granted, they get signing bonuses and can still sign autographs and get endorsements and stuff like that. But, I mean, let's say that you're a scientist and you're all, you know, and then you get Alzheimer's. Or dementia, and you just forget all the stuff. It's the life cycle. It sucks, but
plus look at the psychology of being late. Say you're late to work, and you're like, "All traffic, man. Traffic was bad out there. There was a wreck. Like, there's no accountability."
But everybody else is sitting there.
Yeah, there's not you saying, "You know what? It's on me. I didn't get
up."
Feel
like you're talking to me right now when you say this.
You're never late, and you know you had an issue before.
Laid, you meant.
Years and years ago.
But you remember, like, Mark told me, our boss, he said, I'm going to have to fine you. And I laughed. I mean, I didn't laugh, but I was like, yeah, right. You know. And boy, he did. He had to. He said, I have to do this.
I like doing it.
Well, it worked, though. It's like punishing a kid.
Where the hell does your fine money go? That's what I want to know.
That's the same time he got a new truck.
Yeah.
He's got a racket then.
And
a pickleball one in his bed.
Yeah, it was healthy. I ain't gonna say the number. It was healthy. It was a healthy. It hurt. I mean, it didn't. I mean, it. I was pissed.
So now you only make $500,000 a year. I get it.
Paige, You're talking like it's 2018.
Look, here's a
those were the glory years.
here's a lawn care specialist who might be a mutant. He has a special sense of smell.
Oh, the guy that can smell from afar.
And he's got a message for you homeowners who have dogs.
Well, I just stepped in a big old pile of dog shit. Thanks to all you f***ing sorry ass dog owners out there don't know how to pick up your own dog shit. I spray yards for a living for a lawn care company. Every time I pull up to a house, I can smell the dog shit before I even get in the backyard. Come on, you mother clean up after your animal. Quit letting them shit all over the place.
He can smell it before he gets out of the truck.
I wouldn't get out, man.
Well, I ain't getting out today. Don't go out there. Yeah, be careful. There's a hot loaf.
That's you know, this is probably gross too, but we're on a streak anyway. Like with this weather, like you can literally go pick up a cow patty, like pick it up and
just frozen.
Picks right up off.
It's
so much better.
Hand thing where I just go out at night when I get home and just pick it up.
You like a claw?
Yeah.
You play a little game with it.
No.
I do that with like a one piece of toilet paper in the toilet. If it's laying there, I like pretend I'm blowing it up. Like they're a drug boat coming to America.
Trinidad,
I start blowing up.
I thought you were doing it the other way, and I'm like, how could you see?
Dude, it's very interesting you bring that
up. You just sank my battleship, Paige.
Ship. Somebody sent me a clip for Best Damn Audio. I'm not going to use it because, you know, it's not really that funny. It's interesting. It's a cow patty tossing competition.
Yeah.
From way back in the day.
Yeah.
And they're talking about the perfect cow patty, like, you know, how the shape it's got to be, how hard it's got to be, so it doesn't, you know.
Yeah.
But the fact that, you know, you were talking about that and I was watching that, it was like, you know.
It looks like an apple fritter.
Yeah, like real, just real hard and like they were just slinging it.
It's like a, you remember how pizza places, oh, this is gross, I'm going to say. Oh, okay, I'll say.
I want to know.
The old pizza places, or maybe they still do, they do the chocolate lava cakes, you remember those?
Oh, yeah, in the middle of the room.
Boy, those were great.
They were ahead.
But boy, they'd burn the hell out of your tongue.
Oh. Yeah, the Noid's got one.
The Noid's got one.
Put a little powdered sugar on top.
Yeah.
Keep talking brownies.
Or was it cocaine? Because my tongue's all numb right now after eating a lava cake.
Yeah.
I don't know if my tongue's burned or if that was cocaine.
Coke.
Either way, I loved it.
I love that.
let's go take this TV apart right now.
You can't hide P1 Pride.
Rise Guys really is what does it for me.
This is P1 Pretty Girl 87.
This is P1 Crazy Ass White Boy.
Hey, P1 Rebel Chick.
Become a P1
at theriseguys.com.
Yeah. This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Come to DSW for the shoes,
stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Rise Guys Morning Show.
You're awful.
He is.
You onion head?
That's what he says. Dang, that's it. Why you got the name.
Start calling me onion head. I'm going to have to... So what does it mean?
Maybe your hair smells.
It's your hair.
What?
Smells?
After the haircut? You thought it smelled like an onion? Then you go to him and it's like, hey, what does this mean? I'll tell you when you get older. Or ask somebody else.
Well, that's not nice.
Ask your mama.
It's like when say, oh, that old boy there, he's a little off.
He's a little bit off today.
It's sweet, sweet ways of saying stupid and stuff back in the day. You know, elevator doesn't go to the top. You know,
oh, they didn't say you're a little flippy floppy, whatever that means.
Flippy floppy. Talking about sandals?
Hang on. That means something else. Hang on now.
Paige is doing what they did in 70s and 80s sitcoms to signify someone was gay. They would turn their hand sideways. That, to me, would mean bisexual. Like, they can't make up their mind. They're like,
Well, now there's whatever Wayne Brady is, which is, I think they say pansexual.
Lord.
He's Pan-American.
I think that means like you don't care what the color is, the age,
or what orifices.
Does it
man or woman?
Could it be like a warm apple pie?
Yeah.
Do you care that it has a heartbeat?
No.
But it's got to have
no,
lattice.
No, it has to come from a pan.
But okay, so people that are okay, so oh, it's got to come. Oh, you're not talking about Peter Pan, are you?
God, look at her. You can tell when you lose her on a joke.
It'd be nice if she laughed so the audience would get it. That yes, he's cracking her up right now. She's like, I'm covering my face. Don't look at my mouth while I laugh. What is that with women? They cover their mouth when they laugh.
So stupid.
I might have lipstick in my teeth. I'm going to cover my mouth.
Yeah, it's like they smell their fingers a lot when they cry for some reason. What is that about?
I don't know.
I gotta wave myself. I laugh and get hot for some reason. I gotta wave myself like I'm in a church with a bulletin. Oh Lord, that was funny.
Oh Lord,
I don't know what kind of church you're in now.
Oh, goodness,
Episcopalian.
We've been here 4 hours. Let me see where I'm at in my little sheet here. Yeah, this is a good message. Everybody could follow.
Apply to their lives.
Yeah. I don't even have to set it up. Here's just, he's calling out a coworker.
Uh-oh.
He might even be his boss.
I got something that I'm very, very pissed about, and it's the fact that one of my coworkers was sexually harassing a female on the work site. Like, brother, I get if you find a woman attractive and stuff like that, but don't openly flirt with her and say weird shit like she has a nice rack or if she's going to be a good such-and-such name or a bad such-and-such name for Halloween. It's just weird and creepy. Don't make yourself even more of a target and even more of a creep than you already are. It's not a good look. If you want to flirt and shit like that, go to the bar like the rest of us. Don't bring that shit into the work site and don't make people uncomfortable because I hate being the ass that has to make the calls and tell you to go home. Work is work, motherfucker.
You know what? That's actually the Odyssey motto.
Work is work, mofo.
Yeah.
It is.
And it's on the back side of the building. You can't, people from Lowe's see it. No one else can.
That's
but
the
best. It's our mantra.
Can I get that bumper sticker?
You can get the orange socks if you like.
Work is work, MF or PS. You're lucky to have a job.
I had the orange socks, but I left one somewhere, and I can't find it.
On the doorknob somewhere, probably.
No.
AKA, you get a thing twice a month.
I think I left it at a laundromat.
If there was an award for True Simp of the Week, that guy would have won. You know.
Well.
He's one of those dudes that will call you out in front of a girl when he knows you're trying to, you know, quote unquote, run a little game on her.
I mean, there's several ways. If the girl's looking distressed and she's kind of looking around and everyone's sitting there, it's within ear's distance or whatever, I would say something too. I maybe not in front of her, but I'd say, dude. I would go this route with it.
Yeah.
Hey, I'm not saying I don't agree with you. She does have nice boobies. But work is work, MF-er. And you know, you're putting her in a weird place. I don't know. I mean, it's
plus I don't like the way he said Halloween. Halloween.
Well, that's the thing I was trying to figure out. What was he? Was there an inside joke on that? a so-and-so at Halloween.
You think the guy walks up to a girl and says, hey, what's going to be a sexy zombie for Halloween with your jugs out?
Yeah. No.
Yeah, what are you going to be dressed as? Why don't you wear me on your face as a costume?
Paige, next year, in honor of your new business around Halloween, would you do wax-o-lanterns?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Write it down. I'm keeping a book of ideas for your vagina waxing service.
What if the guy's like, hey, heard you don't have a Halloween costume, chick. How about I made you a mold of my two fingers? And you could just wear them like a mustache the whole night. Yeah, how about that?
It's not using it for that. It's if you get tired of motioning for people to come over, you just take that thing and just move it back and forth.
Like this?
That's one finger, Paige. Yeah, he said two.
Hey, I did this?
Like you going in for
not that one. No, that's not how it works.
She is very
nobody ever did. Your
sexually
brother
driven.
Your brother never did that to you growing up.
Brother.
My brother.
You know the
like no. A brother?
Not the hers.
Oh.
No. You have to remember he didn't think I became a human being until I was older.
You gonna
we fought like cats and dogs.
You gonna go bottomless to Halloween so when you bend over it looks like two pigs fighting over a milk dud?
Oh my God. It's gotta be a milk dud, though.
Because he would get me mad, and I would go upstairs and lock my door and turn my music up and not even pay any attention to him all day.
Let me turn my music up. You're a bitch. I hate my brother.
I hate
our
no.
Chili sucked. My haircut's off-centered.
I'm not gonna answer the phone for you all day long.
Oh my God, hang on. Well, how about while you're doing the bottom hair, he's cutting the top?
It could work. We could do it together.
You don't even have to get into your car. Take five with Paige and her brother. No. He climbs in the back, goes through the sunroof, cuts your hair. Paige is in the floorboard.
She pops up.
You can sit there and knit sweaters for your family. Oh. Oh man.
Take five bush
bushwhackers.
Do I need to come see you every 3,000 miles, Paige?
Oh my God, no.
Oh, this guy just got replaced at work by a younger fella. And I don't know if he's not happy about it or if he's like, you know what, whatever. It is what it is.
It is.
I just want to say you to after 11 years of work dealing with the green tractor equipment, and that motherfucker damn drops my ass for damn young fly. Sorry, son of a bitch. Like it ain't shit. Don't give a fuck. He can rot in hell. That son of a bitch, I rip his nuts off and damn feed him through his throat. He ain't worth a ain't worth a shit. Come all the way down from Florida, come up here, South Carolina, acting like you a badass motherfucker. You motherfucker. I just want to let you know, John, you can go my f***ing bye.
Oh, no. Bye. See, that's, again, I have a hard time hearing a man say that to another man. Like, it's kind of like you're mad at him, but this is how you can make me not mad at you.
I know.
Like, what?
He needs to take an anatomy class because he's feeding the nuts the wrong way.
Maybe the guy's got a trach. I thought about that. He said, I'm going to rip your nuts off and feed them to your throat.
He's not going to be able to breathe. You can't talk, can you now?
Can't go fish either.
My neck hole. Lord. Open up my neck hole.
I have to push my balls into my throat to talk, guys. It's very difficult. That's not an Adam's apple. That's two.
Sweet. It was bad to make fun of. Do you remember the commercial where the guy had a neck hole, but when he cut his grass, he had to wear a bandana?
Yeah.
So the grass wouldn't get in his neck hole?
The one, I mean, those are what they are. I mean, I get it.
Kerchief.
You gotta go. It's the same way they brought a wrecked car to school, and it would have a guy and girl dressed as zombies there. We went to prom and we drank, and now we're dead. But the car somehow ended up here on your football field. And it's like sometimes it takes people to see that kind of stuff. But then, like the one new one that they're running again, I lost a parent to lung cancer, so I can make this joke. But it's got the guys saying, you know, he had the trach thing, and he's like, I have to push in my throat to talk, so I can't talk while I'm fishing.
Bless him.
Yeah, but I mean, there's a lot of other things. That's just, they're going after the smokers who love fishing.
You shouldn't talk when you fish anyway.
You're going to scare the fish off.
So they say. They hear your vibrations. I don't know.
It's a,
I'm feeling them good
vibrations. My dad would always say, you need to be quiet and sit down. And I said, but this is boring.
Oh, come on. Let me fish. Let me cast the rod something.
You know, oh, fishing?
Yeah.
Oh. Were you on a boat?
That and we.
Well, you should sit down.
We go to the Delta, and I was just like, "Can I run? Can I do something? This is so boring."
Do you think your dad's like, "This better be the only rod I ever catch in your hand"?
Lie, yay.
This is Zipco right here.
Yeah, 2020.
My brother cast, and he hooked his pants, and
like a damn cartoon. He just cast from behind and just.
Did he jerk himself off into the? I mean,
there's no recovering on that one.
Did not mean it like that.
God dang.
I meant like off the boat.
I like how when you like.
And I couldn't stop laughing.
You tried to figure out the like which way can I go? It's like it's.
There ain't no way.
And I.
Done. I just went spurrier on you.
Now you have to bait your own hook, and I go, no, I don't. I'm not putting my hand in that.
You got
to
put a worm on it, night crawler.
No, I do not have to put a worm on it.
You got
to
put a piece of corn, a salmon egg, something.
What were you fishing with? Were you fishing with like live bait?
Yeah.
My favorite's crickets. I mean, I still love that, especially when you get that right size one that'll land and just set on the water.
So do you go to the vending machine off of Highway 14 out there?
No.
Is that still there? The bait vending machine?
Or there's like...
I went to Walmart Sporting Goods. They got a little refrigerator full of them back there.
Little crickets.
What are those little fish that you use for sea fishing?
Menace?
Yeah.
Yeah. You're what Fat Boy catches.
You ever put a hot loaf on there?
I didn't put anything on a hook because it stinks. And I don't want my hand to stink.
Do you know that I swear to you. I didn't witness it, but he wouldn't lie about it. I know someone who claimed to have caught a catfish with feces.
Oh, sure. Like they're bottom feeders.
Yeah.
Well, don't let that reason keep you from having a good time.
Yeah.
Your hand.
If you like catfish.
I would rather feed the fish in the lake than catch them.
That's usually what I do when I go
fishing. Although I did appreciate my brother fly fishing. He's very talented.
He can fly fish?
Yes,
that's hard.
And he tied his own flies and did all that. So
I bet he can't zip his own fly, can he?
Ho!
I hope he can.
Here's the...
Beans and Franks.
I wouldn't know.
Here's the fat guy who eats everybody's Thanksgiving meals.
Yeah, I just wanted to say Thanksgiving.
You're
family. Eating, because every time we have a Thanksgiving, everybody gets around the table and remembers the fact that I like to eat. Okay? Who gives a how fat I am? Every year, I got to hear all the mouth from all the little fat bitches in my family want to talk about how, oh, well, it looks like you're gaining some weight. Well, no shit. Have you ever looked at yourself in the mirror naked? Nobody wants to see your shape either. Shut the up about how I look. I don't give a f- about what you think. I feel fine.
Wow. Again, been there, done that. But my place was like, you know, I would be, you know, reprimanded or whatever. Like, you know, you're getting in better shape and all that stuff, you know, as a kid.
Yeah.
But then scolded, or not scolded, but made to feel like crap if I didn't eat seconds because I didn't like the food.
Fat shaming goodness. Is terrible. That's how you cause... bad body image and eating disorders.
Also, I was thinking about becoming a runner when I was younger.
And they discouraged it?
But I didn't like doing it outside. I did it in the house. And they kept saying the cake was going to fall. And like, well, God forbid, we don't get more sweets around this house.
Because they got to bake a cake every day. You can't eat it.
That's why they sent you to the... To the people who told you to peel the skin off the nuggets.
Peel the skin off the nuggets. Oh, yeah, the body shop.
Put the lotion on the skin.
Oh, that was the Vitality Center.
Shouldn't tell you to do that
either. I went to two of them. You went to They're called body Fat shop? Camps. It was called the Body Shop, which I think is kind of creative. And then the Vitality Center.
So how did Fat Camp work for you? Did you lose
Awful.
Weight?
I was promised a new Mustang if I lost 50 pounds.
And?
I knew my daddy couldn't afford it.
I would have lost 70
So I didn't
then.
Try. So if I had a rich parent, I'd be driving that Mustang
liar,
now.
See, liar, pants on fire.
Actually, I wouldn't have got a Mustang. Maybe at that time
Maybe
I would have.
Maybe a Pinto.
Yeah.
I see a Mustang now. This is going to be, let me give out the number before I say it. 864-241-4318. I see no one under the age of 40 driving a Mustang now.
Not even the
hatchback.
Or the electric ones?
Maybe the electric ones. But anytime it's like the sportier, you know, real Mustang.
Yeah.
It's like,
oh, talk about the Cobras or the Salines.
And that's a shout out to my Aunt Brenda. She has one. Yes.
I had that one for a while, and I loved it.
She got a Shelby GT.
Remember the one that they gave us and somebody else drove to? The blue one that we had when we had the car deal.
I remember somebody driving one straight into a pole.
Yikes. 864-241-4318. Paige.
Yes, sir.
Enough about your past with drinking and driving. Let's talk about headlines.
Right, so let's talk about a study that found that this is the world's favorite way to be entertained. Not what you're thinking. Never mind. We're not talking about porn or anything.
I was not thinking that. But I was thinking about charity work.
He's sniffing. And
I know we're talking, you know, time of the year to help people. Yeah, you're talking about gay bars over there and pornos and, various other movies.
Dildo play.
The Odyssey app's got you covered with all things Rise Guys. Listen live and on demand to the Rise Guys on the Odyssey app.
You're listening to the Rise Guys Morning Show.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.